KSIV now presents Encounter, a public service program of Bot Radio Network, dedicated to keeping you informed about the issues that affect your life. Now, here's today's Encounter broadcast.
What do you know about the Great Flip? How could it influence your life, the life of your kids, and the life of your grandkids? Today, my guest is Jody Token, and she is the founder of this wonderful self-defense ministry. This is Encounter. I'm Judy Redlick. Thanks for tuning in today. Jody, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Jody, what is the Great Flip, and how did you get the idea?
The Great Flip. The Great Flip is online self-defense and life skills for kids age 6 and up. And it came to me from my children, and I have two daughters, and we were getting ready to send those precious girls to high school and then on to college. And I thought, I have never really spent intentional time teaching them simple but powerful self-defense skills. And we started at a big martial arts academy. But it was a little overwhelming, and we thought, wow, is there a way to have a first step before we go into these big, giant martial arts experiences? It was very expensive. It was very close and personal contact. So I thought, what if I designed a program that we could do at home? What if we designed a program that schools could introduce simple self-defense and life skills at an introductory level that's not overwhelming, that's not expensive, but it's still fun and it's empowering, and something that I haven't seen anywhere is that we can add our faith to the experience. Most people enter into self-defense with a sense of fear. I know as a parent, I was very fearful. I'm fearful for my kids. You know, there's bullies, there's bad guys, and there's going back to school, all the things that I might fear as a parent, but my kids certainly fear. But I wanted to apply faith over that fear. And sometimes in a martial arts experience, you don't have that ability to share a Christian worldview. So I designed The Great Flip, turning things upside down and giving our kids a fun and playful and empowering experience in self-defense.
Now, Jody, what experience did you have before you started this curriculum to make you qualify to build a course like this?
That's a very good question. So we did jump into this martial arts experience. My daughters did not like it. They quit soon after. I loved it. I continued.
Good old mom.
Doing it. I know. I'm like, oh, it's always my husband who drags us gals into this, and I loved it. I continued training for 6 years. I went to a martial arts school that specialized in Brazilian jiu-jitsu, which is the best martial art, I believe, for self-defense because it makes you practice certain situations that are on the ground. And guess what? 80 to 90% of situations, especially for girls, even for boys, land on the ground. You get pushed down, you get kicked down, and you're in a very vulnerable position. So I did it for 6 years without getting into all the martial arts. I have a purple belt, which is a couple belts away from a black belt right now. Now, obviously, with where we are today in our culture, I haven't been training a lot, which can lead me to, you know, if people want to learn some solo style training, I have that built into my curriculum. But yeah, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu was the certification that I had mine in.
How exciting. Did you ever think that you would get into that?
I didn't even know what jiu-jitsu was 6 years ago.
I took it in high school. You know, we had a gym class in jiu-jitsu, and so we learned how to fall and some other things too. We knew how to well, if a guy attacked you, what to do to get him where it hurt. And a couple little tricks that I still remember. And that has saved me several times in my life. But I know a little bit about jiu-jitsu because of that gym class. And I am grateful.
Yep. That's so innovative that you knew what it was that long ago.
I did. Jiu-jitsu.
So really, parents should look that up. My husband discovered that that was the best martial art. Nothing against any other martial art, but I would highly recommend a parent looking at that particular martial art. And
now
that's what I specialize in.
You've referred to your husband a couple times. Did he get you guys, you ladies, involved in it in the first place?
Yes. He wanted to protect his girls. All the girls.
How sweet is that? And so, dads,
yes.
This is a good thing for you to get your wife and your daughters involved. And I guess boys can learn from it too, can't they, Jody?
Oh, absolutely. It's actually a male-dominated sport. So to have girls in there was also the overwhelming part of it. But girls are getting more involved. And it's great for girls. But boys, who doesn't love wrestling around? That's kind of a boy thing maybe, but really the girls. And it has become an amazing family experience. So guess what? We all come home and we try all our tricks on poor dad.
Okay, now tell us about some of the online curriculum that you have and how many weeks does it take? Give us some details.
Sure. So for families, I have a subscription program where you can sign up and pay $10 a month and have access to my complete library, and it's always growing too. There's about 32 videos in my library right now.
So you do those all yourself?
Did them all myself.
With your husband's assistance?
I always have little kids actually showing I have myself showing the skill, and then I have the kids showing the skill. So kids can see themselves in that role, doing it themselves.
Uh-huh. How creative.
Yeah. And now I have I have three different curriculum plans to enter into the Christian school community. So a teacher does not have to have martial arts experience. They literally download the curriculum, the lesson plans, pop in the video. It's streaming online. Watch the video. They can watch the video with the kids. Each video is less than 3 minutes long. Watch it with the kids, and then have some great talking point time in the class, whether it's in PE class, health class, an after-school club, and talk about, okay, what about this makes you afraid, or have you ever experienced a bully, and how can we apply scripture and faith to help you overcome not only physical issues or personal issues, but also spiritual issues. So the whole child, body, mind, and spirit, gets touched and really a great healing process happens through self-defense training.
Wow, that's wonderful. If you just join me, I'm Judy Redlich. This is Encounter. And my guest is Jody Token, and she's the coach and founder of The Great Flip, which is a self-defense program for kids ages 6 and up. Jody, how can a teacher in a classroom, like maybe we have so much online learning now with social distancing and everything, and it's really going to change the tenor, I think, of education. How can teachers take advantage of your curriculum maybe to build it into their classroom experience with the kids?
That's a great question, and I am so excited that a teacher could have this curriculum for, say, PE class. It'd be a great unit for PE, and it'd be something very different for PE class. And it'll make kids who maybe aren't really into sports or feeling like they're very athletic love PE class again. And they'll be doing this curriculum, and then suddenly we're going to have another shutdown, and all the kids have to go home. Well, guess what? I have an online curriculum. They can share the password and the lesson plans with the parent, and then soon the entire family can be experiencing a fun PE experience at home.
You talk about a unit. How long should a gym teacher plan in, like, 2 weeks, 6 weeks, 10 weeks, 2 years, what?
So I have three different plans. They can either do a 4-lesson plan or an 8-lesson plan. And each lesson plan, it builds into what a common first grade PE class might be, maybe 20, 30 minutes tops. Uh-huh. Or a 12th grader, they have a little bit longer. They maybe have 30, 40 minutes. They can expand on some of those activities. And the ability of the child is built into the curriculum. And you were talking a little bit about social distancing. I just today actually updated my entire curriculum to talk about how bullies don't always social distance.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that in the next segment after our break.
Fantastic.
Jody, I want to ask you, faith-based motivation, what scriptures are there in the Bible that support self-defense?
Wow. Well, my favorite one right now that's part of the anti-bullying activity is a proverb, the proverbial woman, that she opens her mouth with wisdom and teaches kindness. And it reminds kids that even before any physical self-defense interaction happens, we have our voice, we have our body, we have the ability of self-awareness and distance from people. These three things are the first line of self-defense. So I want to help people know that self-defense training isn't all physical interaction. It's actually, there's a lot of things a child can learn, life skills that will teach them how to be strong and empowered and still be humble and kind as a strong Christian young adult.
So character building is also a part of your course.
Absolutely.
Great. Now, Jody, let me ask you this. In the past, have you been a teacher? Are you trained as a teacher?
I am not. So this has been an amazing journey. But you know what? I've been a parent for a long time, and you learn to do a lot during that time.
You learn, and your two daughters taught you a lot, and probably their friends taught you a lot about how to interact and how to teach. So God gave you this idea. How long ago was it, and how did you start developing it? You talked about taking the classes, but now the online curriculum. How did you start working on that?
Well, after my time in the Martial Arts Academy, I started looking online at what other people were doing, and I couldn't find anyone doing anything for kids. And any video production that was done out of somebody's garage, and it must have been on somebody's phone, and it wasn't all that well done. And I thought, if this is going to be done, it needs to be done well, and it needs to be professional enough for teachers and families who want to do it in a really nice way. So I decided to slowly step into that space that I didn't see anyone stepping into, and took a leap of faith, and here we are today.
And you learned how to do video, or you conned your husband into doing video, and here you are today.
That's right.
With 32 clips. Hey, I'm Judy Redlich. This is Encounter. We're going to be back after the break to talk to Jody more. We're going to talk about how the great flip can be used with your youth group, how bullying is a big deal, and how to do bullying and avoid it in social distancing. Not how to do it, but how to avoid it in social distancing in these days and times, and some tips. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. And I'm Judy Redlich. This is Encounter. If you'd listen to me at any time at all, or you've been friends with me, you know that I love to help people tell their story. Another thing I love to do is help people find their highest potential. If you're looking for new direction in your life and you don't really know how to get from one place to another, and you need a life coach, why not try me? I have been coaching for several years now, and my joy is to help people find their place where they feel they truly belong. I'm a Christian coach, and if you're interested, you can email me at jredlichspeaks@gmail.com. That's jredlichspeaks@gmail.com to find out more. I'm Judy Redlich. I'm so glad that you've joined me for Encounter today, because you might learn some self-defense tips that you never thought you could learn in the next 15 minutes. I'm Judy Redlich, and Jody Tolkien is my guest. She's getting those little tips ready to tell you all about. And she is the coach and founder of The Great Flip. And this is a self-defense program for kids 6 and older. Jody, bullies. Bullying is a big issue these days, isn't it? Or is it now that we're social distancing?
Well, long before COVID-19 plagued our earth, bullies walked the school hallways, and they still do. And even though we're telling our kids and preparing our kids for social distancing, I have a feeling bullies will still be there, unfortunately. But there's a lot of things we can teach our kids and prepare our kids for in light of COVID, taking care of our bodies and preparing for bullies, preparing for germs, preparing for germy bullies.
Okay. I want you to give us 3 tips.
All right.
That you can share right now with our audience. Get your pen ready because here's Jody.
Okay. Before there's any physical contact at all, a child needs to understand the value of their voice. Their voice is their first line of self-defense. No physical contact needed. And you can use your voice to escalate a situation or de-escalate a situation. This is why I like the Bible verse about choosing kindness and being wise. You can use your voice to be intentional about personal boundaries and talk about where you want people to be. You can use your voice to greet people instead of the handshake or the hug. You can use your voice and use your face to smile and say welcome people. But you can use your voice. Number 2, you can take good care of your body. You need to practice all these hygiene things that we're learning, washing your hands, covering your mouth, and understanding what your body language is even saying, walking tall. Practice putting a book on your head and walking around your house before school and learning to have a strong presence in the face of all your friends, but having a strong body presence. And number 3, your distance. Practice personal space. Before, it used to be 1 arm length. Well, now it's 2. It's 6 feet. And your voice, your body, and your distance are 3 things you can start practicing already at home.
Your voice, your body, and your distance. I love that about putting a book on your head and walking tall. Now, how many seconds are you supposed to do that in order for it to really make a difference, Jody?
Oh, put a book on your head?
Uh-huh.
Wow. I think if you can start in the kitchen and walk all the way across, you know, your house and see if you can keep that book on top of your head, that'd be great. And if you're at school, the teachers might have everyone start that day with a book on their head and walk across the classroom and seeing if they can keep their head held high and their chin held straight ahead and have strong body presence. And then keeping that personal distance around each other. And I think this is a great time for teaching our kids about personal responsibility and personal respect for others and understanding who might not want to be close to you and who might need a little bit more room because of they're maybe a little bit more fearful. And if there's somebody approaching you that you don't want to be close to, how you can take 1 or 2 steps back and always maintaining that personal space, using your voice, using your body, and using that distance to maintain personal boundaries.
Voice, body, and distance. Can you give us a couple of other tips on how to handle bullies?
Well, with my anti-bully activity, kids can go through a series of steps and understanding how to practice these 3 tips. But there's also 2 self-defense videos, and one of them is what I call the little push kick, and it allows them to take their foot and put it out in front of them and maybe touch the person in front of them if they're getting a little too close and push them away so you're not getting your hands on anybody and you can push them away. These videos allow them to do solo-style self-defense training. If you don't have someone to practice with or if you don't want to touch somebody, you can practice all these moves all by yourself. And you can do it at school, maybe in a gym class, all by yourself with your friends around you, safely distanced apart.
Wow, what a great idea. Now, The Great Flip is a nationally recognized program alliance, and you do it with the American Heritage Girls. And just recently, you had another group sign on with you.
Yes, So first, the American Heritage Girls, my daughters were American Heritage Girl, and now they're alumni. And so I have a sweet place in my heart for that group. And then just the other day, Dana Gresh's group, True Girls, I think I'm going to say that right. We were sharing just fun social media posts the other day, and they're a great friend and partner. And just for summertime, they were doing fun staycation activities.
Mm-hmm. And staycation.
Fun activities for kids to do at home, and then also thinking about making the Great Flip an activity for after-school clubs.
Mm. And how can youth groups take advantage of the Great Flip in not only sharing the gospel, but helping kids with self-defense?
Yeah, I think we're going to all be looking for activities with youth, and whether they can meet in person, you know, at church, or if they have to do a virtual activity, they can use my videos and share a subscription with their families, and they can do it either in live activity at school or church, or they can do it virtually at home. And it just creates a time for people to not only have fun physical activity, but then sit down and talk about giving kids a safe place to talk about their fears, and then finding good Bible verses that help them understand that God's love is greater for them and grace covers them, and that Jesus loves them and it gives them a safe place to share.
Jesus loves them is so important. So many kids don't know that message today. They might think they have to be really good, or they have to work hard to get straight A's, otherwise Jesus won't love them, or they don't have a good picture of who Jesus is in their life and how much he wants to love and help them in everything they do. Jesus Christ is real, and if you don't know Jesus Christ today, it's really important that you know that he loves you for who you are and not who you should be. And as you start getting to know, that concept will stick. That's how I came to Christ. Somebody told me, Jesus loves you for who you are and not who you should be. And I start thinking about that and unpacking it. And then I thought, well, maybe I'll pick up God's word, the Bible. Somebody, you know, I had grown up in a Christian home and Christian school, but for Jesus to love me for who I am and not who I should be was a brand new thing to think about. And it helps get Christ down into your heart and makes you start thinking about, who is this Christ? How can I learn more about him? Jody, talk about statistically, why is self-defense so important to have under your belt?
Girls have a very big risk at being bullied, and boys do too. But I know that the other thing that I noticed online is more of the self-defense was geared towards adults. And no one's really talking to kids about everyday situations that happen to them. I mean, we talk about the fear and the real fear of sex trafficking and bad guys coming at you. And we do need to prepare our kids for that. But long before that, no one's talking about standing in line in the cafeteria or going into the locker room before PE class. That's when activities and bullying and peer pressure, those things happen every single day. And if we can give our kids, you know, confidence and courage and faith that overcomes those fears before the bigger issues come, they're ready for those bigger issues. But long before that, they can start preparing themselves at a younger age. And that's really where I want to start with those younger kids.
And I think nutrition is so important. You know, God wants us to be a temple of our bodies to be a temple of the Holy Spirit. And if we're not eating right, we can't have that strong inner constitution to be able to fight off the bullies.
Exactly. And, you know, it's amazing that they say it's the 20-80 rule, where 80% of your body health is diet and 20% is exercise. Mm. You'd think it'd be the other way, but if you can just drink plenty of water, if you can get enough sleep, and boy, do our kids need sleep these days, if you can eat healthy, they will be so much healthier, and then exercise comes a lot easier and their bodies feel good.
If church groups or youth groups or school teachers want to incorporate your program into their curriculums, how can they learn more, Jody?
Sure, they can go to my website at thegreatflip.com. And right now, I am offering different discounts to get back to school programs going. I'm offering free virtual coaching. So when they download a subscription, they can call me. We can do some Zoom meetings. We can do Google Hangout. We can do fun ways to connect. I'll do a little live feed to their youth groups or to their classrooms. And we can talk about modifying different self-defense moves for solo-style training until they're more comfortable with other training. So I'm doing a lot of things to help prep teachers, but they need to go to my website, thegreatflip.com. And, of course, social media, The Great Flip. They can find me there.
TheGreatFlip.com. Jody Token is my guest today. Go there to find out more about this self-defense program. And if you want to learn more about Jesus Christ and how much he loves you, you know, you may not really be feeling his love right now in this time of social distancing. I'd love to hear from you. You can email me, jredlickspeaks@gmail.com, jredlickspeaks@gmail.com. And if you're enjoying Encounter each week, let me know that too. Well, we got to go, Jody. Thanks for joining me. Thanks you all for listening today. Come back next Tuesday at this same time for another edition of Encounter. Bot Radio Network can offer you some great ways to connect with our listeners in this local area. Your church, your company, maybe you have some great things about your company that people don't know in this area, and you're looking for ways to grow your company. Call Joy Elder today at 314-406-0001. That's 314-406-0001 to find out ways Bot Radio Network in St. Louis can help you grow.
Encounter is you and the issues, where the facts and opinions make you an informed citizen of St. Louis. Thank you for your participation. Let a friend know about this talk and issues feature of Bot Radio Network and KSIV. Then join us next time for Encounter.